AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House for a second time impeaches President Trump, a first for a U.S. president. The vote was 232 to 197. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the members did their duty.
Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country, and that once again, we honored our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
South Carolina Congressman Tom Rice was one of 10 Republicans to vote to impeach Trump. He had been, until now, a steadfast Trump supporter. Rice says he was in the House as the riot went on, adding it was only by the grace of God and the blood of the Capitol Police that the death toll was not much, much higher. In a video released this evening, Trump condemned the attack on the Capitol by his supporters.
Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws.
A Senate trial is looking less likely before President-elect Joe Biden takes office and the Democrats take control of the Senate. Current Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not call the Senate into emergency session. Its next working day is the 19th. The day before Biden's inauguration. Health and government officials in California are setting up large-scale drive-through vaccination sites. San Mateo County Supervisor David Campilla says the county's event center can handle thousands of people each day.
What the event center does is it provides an opportunity to vaccinate about 2,000 people a day.
State also made another 4 million people eligible for the vaccines. County officials say they don't have enough doses right now to vaccinate those who were already eligible. This is AP News. Michigan's former governor is charged with willful neglect in the water crisis that left Flint with lead-contaminated water. Mike Gracia has details.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has been charged with two counts of willful neglect of duty stemming from the Flint water crisis. The charges are misdemeanors, punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. Flint became a national symbol of government dereliction and environmental injustice and racism after in 2015, a manager appointed by Snyder to run the majority black city decided to use the Flint River for water while a regional pipeline was under construction. The corrosive water, which wasn't properly treated, released lead from old plumbing. The lead-contaminated water was blamed for at least 90 cases of Legionnaire's disease and 12 deaths. I'm Mike Gracia.
Charges are expected against other people, including former officials who served as Snyder State Health Director and as a senior advisor. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.